Well, welcome back to Coast to Coast. Up next, Elizabeth Joyce joins us, the psychic. A couple of her books include Psychic Attack, Unlimited Realities. Later on tonight, she will take some readings. I'll tell you specifically later what we will need from you. And then we'll talk about you for just a bit as well. But lots to talk with Elizabeth about, her predictions, what she thinks about the near and farther up future, and so much more when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And Elizabeth Joyce is back with us. Let me tell you a little bit about Elizabeth. Those of you who are brand new to the program, modern-day mystic, author, master spiritual teacher, healer through the grace of God, who works through the risen powers of Kundalini as a conduit. She transmits this energy from the source. Healing has occurred simply by being in her presence or by voice activation or vibration. Elizabeth gives personal spiritual counseling, astrology, psychic readings all over the planet. She's a very popular gifted speaker on unknown mysteries, higher realities, and higher wisdom. We'll be talking with her about that wisdom in a moment. She's had some amazing predictions. I want to see where we're headed as a planet, as a people. And next hour, time permitting, of course, with her, we'll take some personal readings from you, and I'll ask you some specific things we will need for Tommy to put up on screen for her. And then we'll go from there. But Elizabeth, welcome back. Hope your new year is rolling along. You started the new year with me.
Did, and I'm still rolling along. It's been a wonderful year. How has it been for you?
It has been wonderful, but it's been too fast, Elizabeth. Too fast.
But we're getting ready for you. We want you in our movies, so.
I'll do that for you.
Wonderful.
Why does it appear that the year is going so quickly?
It's the astrology. We've had the craziest astrology, and it's like 30,000 years since we've had certain aspects, which, of course, is part of why we're having this crazy weather and all of these upsets.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's been a lot. I'm on the East Coast. We have the flooding, but it's been everywhere, and the fires. It's not going to stop for a while.
No, and that's sad. I mean, we're having all kinds of strange, bizarre behavior in these fires. And I'm in St. Louis right now. I left California a couple weeks ago. Those fires are still burning. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, and in St. Louis, you're flooding, so.
Lots of floods, and it's just strange weather. But when you look at the future, what do you look at? What comes to you in order for you to make the predictions that you make?
Well, I don't do it like looking at the future. I'd be probably standing in the middle of Niagara Falls, but I just let it come. And
it's like a remote viewer then, right?
Yes, I am like a remote viewer and more, because I can really see something that's happened, like the little girl in Iowa. We were trying
oh,
to
what a tragedy.
That.
What a tragedy.
Well, I knew what happened to her, and I knew that they'd find her in a grave. So that, and then we described, I work with Frank St. James, he's great, and I also work with Chiron, who's an excellent astrologer. And we get together and try to solve these national upsets as best we can.
I want to talk with you about your earlier book, Psychic Attack, as well, because there are a lot of people who have written me since we posted that you were going to be our guest last week. They're really concerned about psychic attacks. I mean, that's the real thing, isn't it?
Yes, it's getting more dangerous. You know, that was my first book, George, and the reason that I wrote it was because I had been to court 4 different times to help people get their money back from shysters. I'm talking $400,000, so it wasn't small money. And we won. And psychic attack is when somebody sends you a bad thought, or you can even have invisible forces have you under psychic attack. People can try to cast a spell on you. And I told you, I think on the first show I was with you, I had just written the book, I said that I don't believe that somebody can put a spell on you without your permission. And the more
I remember that. We didn't argue about that, but we talked about that because.
Yeah, you were surprised at my answer.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really true, although it can be partially that we're so depressed and in such fear that we unknowingly, subconsciously give permission, figuring that it's a different energy. People like. energy that makes them feel warm and fuzzy all over. And what's happening is that uneducated people, people that are not trained in the occult or in the mystic sciences, are going out and thinking that they're channeling when they're not, and giving false information, and it's very scary. And I had it happen to me, and I was almost taken over. I had to have two healers work on me to get the energy off that had been...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Were you under attack?
I was. I was under attack for 3 months, and it was in 2016.
Not too long ago.
It was from a person that channels somebody, and they were from Australia. Luckily, my healer, who's one of the best in the world, her name is Louisa Rajay, she's in Italy, she came back to the States, and she worked on me for 3 hours before we could get it clear. I literally felt myself starting to die.
Were you?
On the right side, I could feel all my organs shutting down.
Oh, my God. Were you attacked because of what you do, or were you attacked because somebody wanted to get to you?
No, that's both. I think that the light workers out there, and they know who I'm talking about, the wonderful light workers that we have are under attack, and the dark forces are trying to stop them from doing the healing work, from doing the cleaning it up, because this planet's been run with hate, fear, lies, and injustices, especially in the past, 5 years, we've seen so much.
Well, since you bring it up, and I was going to ask you this, and I don't want us to be too political here, but we seem to be at a point right now where there's more bitterness and hatred all over the place than I can ever imagine. And I'm not going to cite reasons why. That'll take another three shows. But can you feel that?
Yes, the country is splitting. In fact, one of my future predictions, George, is that the states are going to break away and they're going to de-unionize. They're going to pull away. I think.
Like they're going to become their own little countries?
Right. California can do it. So can Montana. So can Texas.
Jeez.
I predict that that will happen, and I predict that it won't last. I think that within 10 years they'll come back, but before they do, we have to have some changes made.
The country of California, the country. I know with California, what they wanted to do was chop it up into three little countries.
Well, they can do that too, but they do have legally, if you go back to their original agreement, which was in the 1800s, you will see that there is room for them to recede if they wish. And I think we're going to have some trouble. If this split keeps going, we have prejudice, we have hate, we have intolerance. We do not have love, peace, and harmony.
We don't. And is there a reason for that?
Well, we're being challenged by the cosmos. Yes, Pluto and Saturn get together. And when Pluto and Saturn and Mars get together, you have horrific things to get through. You have storms. You have illnesses. You have problems. And the closer your chart, and that's why I ask for the birth date when people call, the closer you are to those elements, the more difficult it is for you, and it's cycle. For example, we just had Saturn in Scorpio, so all the people that were born in October and November had a bad time, as well as the people that were born in May. And now we're in January and July, which is Capricorn and Cancer. And things are coming back from out of the past. People are finally feeling how to manifest, and they're not manifesting well because they don't know how. So they're thinking, I hate my job. I don't want to go to my job today. I really wish I didn't have to be here. I don't want to be, but I have to be here. And they get fired, and then they wonder why they get fired.
Well, interesting that you say those born in October had a bad time, because I have a friend of mine born in October who was just diagnosed with cancer. I think they can beat it, but... That's not a good thing to get.
But you can beat it.
Yeah.
And you beat it with meditation and with raising your vibration. That's how you beat it.
And you just keep staying positive.
I have a thing. I don't know if you know who Louise Hay was.
She was from Hay House, of course.
Well, I worked with Louise Hay for 5 years when she first started. She was incredible. And of course, she beat her cancer. You can heal your life. And she's famous for her affirmations and her wonderful penetrating music. And my part of healing is to support people that do have that disease, as well as other diseases, and to show them how to turn it around.
You're very spiritual, aren't you?
I think so.
Has that been told? Has the spirituality helped you in what you do?
Yes, it has. As a matter of fact, that's Unlimited Realities. My favorite book that I wrote is called Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, and I think it should be at every bedside in every church in the world.
How many books do you have out now?
9.
Okay.
And I'm on my 10th one.
That's called Backstage, right?
Backstage, yeah. That's fun.
I'm psychic, too.
There you go.
How about that?
Backstage is about energy. It's about, okay, George, let's just say you win the lottery. We'd like you to win the lottery. And you are just jumping up and down, I've won the lottery, oh my gosh, but you don't understand what it took, the energy that it took behind you for you to have that experience.
Well, you know, you're right. We've got a guest, Elizabeth, who comes on. His name is Joseph Gallenberger. He's a professor, and he experiences and does experiments in the power of the mind in positive thinking, and he goes to Las Vegas with a group of students, and he tests his theory, and it works. And it works. It's amazing.
I did that too. I was invited by Paul Anka.
Wow,
his mother and brother opened a nightclub in Vegas.
By the way, can you get Paul Anka on the show, on our show?
I could try.
Give it a try. I'd love to get him on.
That would be fun.
He is a classic guy.
Yeah, he sure is.
Anyways,
I've known him from the time he was 17.
God, he's a great writer. He wrote My Way that Sinatra, ran with.
Well, I think he's the greatest. And anyway, I went out there. He was at Caesars at the time. And I could go in. They had a new game from Japan that was dice, and they would throw the dice in the air. And you had to bet on how it was going to land. Well, I think the number would fall. And I did it about 4 times, and I did very well.
The question is, do you know what the number is going to be, and hence you say what the number is, or do you have the ability to move that dice with your mind?
I have the ability to move the dice because I would visualize the number and it would hit.
Yeah, that's what Gallenberger's theory is too. But people have the ability to manipulate with their mind,
but they don't know it.
They don't know they're doing it.
You know how I really found that out? You want to? Here's a very practical way to test it.
Sure.
You guys. I used to be afraid of wasps and bees, especially if they got in the car.
Well, who wouldn't?
Until I learned that if you go from your third eye and send a stream of energy and touch the wasp and then zing it out the door, you do it. You send it to the wasp, and it moves real funny, and then it goes out the door.
And it goes out the door or window.
Out that line, yep.
It doesn't sting you in the process.
It's like an infrared light, you know.
They say if you're driving and you have a bee or wasp in the car, to pull over on the side of the road because you're going to get into an accident trying to swipe it and you're not looking.
Well, you can't swipe it. You have to love it. And you can love it right out the window. And I've done it. And believe me, I used to get so swollen up with bees.
I'll remember that. I hope I don't have to try it, but I'll remember that.
That's wonderful because you don't have to get in the car if you see a wasp in the car. You just look at it and go, well, hello there. And you put your third eye energy line on the bug and you shoot it out away from you.
And then get in the car and go fast.
No, it will go right out the door.
I mean, once it's out, off you go. So it doesn't come back.
The bee or wasp will go off, too. It'll go off in the direction you sent it. It's just so neat. Anybody can try it.
Do you get feelings of doom and gloom?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Are you getting that during this time period?
It comes and goes. I'll tell you that two weeks ago, I called my friend in California because I was so worried about Portland, Oregon. I was up Saturday night, the night before they had the demonstrations.
Oh, the riot, yeah.
About Portland, Oregon, because I knew that they were going to try to cause a huge upset And they were doing a demonstration, and the other people against it wanted to do another Charlottesville, Virginia. And do you know that I found out the next day that the police were able to separate the two groups and they never caught up with each other?
It could have been worse, and it didn't. We were lucky there.
I know.
I don't
know whether it was because I stayed up all night or whether it just happened. But
well, let's look at some of your predictions here for the not too distant future. Do you want me to ask you specific questions about things?
Go ahead, ask me some questions.
Okay. All right. First of all, my concern is something going on with North Korea and Iran, and that it could affect the Middle East. It could affect us. Do you see anything there?
I know that North Korea is going to come to peace, and I think I told you that last New Year's Day, that they were not going to do the bomb and that they were going to join with South Korea. No, I do not see them working with Iran.
Okay.
I see Iran upset. That's where this last eclipse just passed over, which was something I wanted to let you know, that eclipses, they have a path of totality. And whenever the eclipse passes over certain countries, like I wrote it down, Egypt, Saudi, Yemen, Israel, Syria, Turkey, the Ukraine, Iraq, Iran, Pakistan, and India, those are the countries that will be affected for the next 6 months to 2 years.
It's like a magic wand or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's sure energy. Enough. And look what happened in India. Kerala, where Amma is totally flooded out. The whole bottom of India.
Well, yeah, it's gone, basically.
I know. And so that's what an eclipse does. They've been very powerful. And this last eclipse also brought energy into everybody's life for their endings. So you're going to find in the next 6 months that whatever you're done with, you're done with. And you might even meet people out of your past that you haven't seen in 10 years or 20 years that you thought you had things settled with, come back in your life to resolve an issue that you've been holding in your subconscious. And I think that's beautiful because we have wonderful new beginnings coming. I remember telling you in January that the market was going to stay pretty stable this year.
And it still has.
Yeah, remember? I told you it might go over 30.
It still has. Well, we're going to get into the economy, too. But back to Iran. For the quick moment we have before the break, do you see any problems there?
I do. I see more problems with Ukraine than anything else because I think that Putin's going to go into the Ukraine and try to take it over. I also saw the Turkey financial problem, but they're going to wind up being the head of the Arab nation, so they're going through their process.
All right, stay with us, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Joyce with us. Like she said, she's got 9 books out there. A couple of them include Unlimited Reality, Psychic Attack. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Later, I'm going to give a phone number where she does take appointments with you. And, of course, next hour we will take your phone calls. I'll tell you specifically in a moment or two what we need from you in order for her to give you an accurate reading. We'll be back. And welcome back to Coast. We are with Elizabeth Joyce talking about psychic things. And, of course, we'll take your calls next hour. And I'll give you some information on what I need from you in order for her to be able to give you a proper reading about yourself. And we can't dwell too long on each call, but we'll get through as many as we can. Elizabeth, the economy so far seems to be booming along. Is that going to continue?
Well, it is until October. I do see a change between October and November, and I also see a darkness coming for Mr. Trump. I do think that it could be something emotional or physical or both, but he will have a tough 6 months starting in November.
Right? Well, if what happened today with his former campaign aides and his attorney.
Oh, remember, I told you it was going to be a revolving door.
Yes, you said that.
It's a revolving door, and I guess it will continue to be because of the people that work on spontaneity. In other words, they don't think things through. If they're mad today, you're gone today. They don't think things through, so they act on impulse, and that's why we have the revolving door.
Had you been around during World War II and you were advising, let's say, President Roosevelt or Winston Churchill, what do you think you would have seen prior to the war?
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing I would have seen. I would have made sure that IBM and other companies didn't help the Germans.
At
and they
that time.
did.
Yeah, they did.
And so we'd have to stop our country from helping the enemy. At that time, we probably didn't think they were the enemy.
No, they didn't. They for some reason, they liked what they saw.
They liked the money.
Yep, that's right.
Everything is money, and that's got to change, too, because there has to be integrity. And, George, I hope integrity is starting to come back because we haven't had much. And the more that we unfold in either fake news or explosive situations where we find we've been lied to, the more we found out that there is a lack of integrity.
Social media, a blessing or a curse for us?
I think that it needs to be better regulated, but I see a new, maybe it's you. Didn't you just have an advertisement about a new dating site?
Yeah, yeah, paranormaldate.com.
This is a must be what I saw today. I wrote it down today, that a new creating dating site will not only identify your perfect mate, but will also screen and unwanted emails, and it will screen special offers from the hussies and the deadbeats that troll the dating sites. And try to...
Maybe that works that way.
In the future, you're going to be able to pick the right person for you based on your physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual preferences, all the way down to what your children will look like if you decide to have them.
As a psychic, are you concerned about end times?
I'm not concerned about end times. I'm concerned about deeply changing times. I don't think there really is end times. Do I think that we're going to live differently? Yes, starting in 2020. Do I think that we're not going to have the same freedom as we have now? I know we are because we're walking right smack into the traps that spirituality and the great masters have taught for 36,000 years, and we're walking right into them. And the new millennium kids, they don't care. For example, we were brought up that we bought a house. We did the best we could to improve the property, brought our kids up. And when they're out of the house, we sell the house, and that's where our equity is.
And you downsize a little bit.
Right, but it's not going to happen because the millennials aren't going to buy a house. Then what are you going to do?
They're renting apartments. That's what they're doing right
they're
now.
They're not going to buy the house. They have too much college debt, which I see changing, by the way. And they're so busy that they don't even get married. They have to perfect their career and pay back their debt. And then maybe they'll buy.
Now, when you say college debt will change, what do you mean by that? Something's going to happen?
Yes, I think that over the next 10 years, college debt is going to go down. And it's almost going to be like being in the service because you're going to go to college and study your career. And then you're going to have to pay back by working for certain companies for a certain amount of time.
That's an interesting possibility. And you know what? I think you're probably right.
Well, that's a new thought. There's just some very big changes coming. My biggest concern is health care because do you realize, George, that by the time we get to 2020, we are going to have 3/4 of the world past the age of 65 and the rest are going to be younger?
Yep.
How are we going to get work done? I mean, I hire my 16-year-old to go out and help me with the garden. There isn't going to be one. There isn't going to be younger people to help. We've had so many baby boomers that we've been able to use that wonderful gift. But now that they're getting to the retirement age, not only is Social Security strained, which it shouldn't be, but so will the health care people be. Because so many older people, you know, we go into physical problems.
What would you say, Elizabeth, would be the most pressing issue facing us for the immediate future?
Well, I think planning for health care is an immediate issue because I don't like what I see. I see a lot of pain and upset. And I also think we have to stop the guns and the hate.
Well, of course. Now, but is that through the eyes of a psychic, or is that somebody who just has a lot of common sense?
Oh, I think it's both, because I do see that that is going to begin to happen. It, you know, we've had so much tragedy. I don't want it to be policing. I'd rather see it be some kind of technology that could really help us tone this down. We've got to get back to our spiritual roots. We don't have them. People are not meditating. They're not taking care of their spiritual body. We have a spiritual body just like we have a physical body, and it needs to be fed. And if it is fed, you can have a wonderful life, and magic happens, and good things happen. But when you get into fear, dread, hate, and pointing the finger, then you have trouble.
Lots of trouble.
Lots of trouble. And you create it yourself, and you don't even want to take responsibility for it.
When you do individual readings, Elizabeth, generally, what are people looking for? The typical things about relationships and work and stuff?
Of course they want money, they want love, they want their jobs. They want the new house or they want the baby or whatever. But there are lots of people that really want to straighten out their family matters and how they relate to other people. And that's where I shine. I love to help people learn loving responses, which, of course, I learned through Louise Hay. But loving responses is mine, and that's what I teach. I teach a class twice a year. I call them spiritual intensives, and they are just unbelievable because the invisible energy comes in, the energy from the double helix, and it does all kinds of healing on all kinds of levels. So it's going to go into your subconscious, and it's going to straighten out some of the ancestry stuff you're carrying and some of this lifetime's mistakes and smooth it all out and release it. And once you release it, it's gone.
And once it's gone, then what?
It's gone. Well, then you have a chance to put in some good stuff, good karma, and bring your vibration up. And get out of your fear so that you can move ahead with that, what you desire to do.
Since you've been doing this, were you taught this? Was it something that just came to you? What was it?
Well, it came to me. I had my first teacher was a lady from New York State. Her name was Meg, and she was wonderful, and she taught me the basics of the occult. But then I ran into a lady by the name of Indira and the Clear Light Group, and they taught me the spiritual, the Eastern philosophies, the going within and realizing that some of your fears that you had when you were 3 or 4, you still have, and how to eliminate that. And then, of course, Louise, and then I worked with Deepak Chopra.
Well, who's a class guy, by the way.
Oh, he's wonderful. He's wonderful. I met Deepak when he first moved here.
Do you sometimes channel the dead?
I don't do that per se. I have Frank do that. I don't like the word channel at all, but I can receive telepathic messages from people that have crossed over once in a while. I do. A girl came. It's not the focus of my reading. The focus of my reading is your life. What do you want to bring into your life in the next 6 months, and how can you do it?
Are you more of a counselor, too?
I'm definitely a spiritual counselor, and I do spiritual counseling, and I help relationships. I help people make decisions about their life that are very important, and I do wonderful spiritual counseling. I like to help people that have been in fear and have been so afraid that they can't move forward, really start to move forward, and then they surprise themselves. It's a wonderful, fulfilling vocation that I have. I love what I do.
If you had 3 psychics all looking at the same person, would they come up with 3 different things, or would you all match?
No, they wouldn't all match, although they would be similar. And the reason that they wouldn't is because they're coming in on different energy with different channels. It's much like your television set. If you're watching Channel 2, there's something different than Channel 4. Because you can turn to Channel 4.
Sure.
So each psychic has their own gift and their own way of perceiving. I know that people get very angry and say, well, that psychic was wrong. Well, if that psychic was wrong, they just weren't tuned into you. Or maybe they weren't a real psychic. We've got a few of those.
Right, that happens. That happens.
Yeah, too many times. But I know that when Frank and I read together, we do on the radio or we do in person, he'll see something and then I'll see something else and then we'll both get a big thing. We'll both arrive at the same conclusion.
Yeah.
After we see, he sees something affecting and I see something affecting. That's why I'm writing the book Backstage, because the book Backstage talks about this kind of energy.
What should people do, Elizabeth, though, to avoid the pitfalls of a bad psychic or a fraud?
Well, they should really, instead of thinking about how they want a question answered, I want it answered, they've got to have it answered, and that desperation, they should really say, is this a good alignment for me? How do I feel about this person? For example, if you're driving over to the psychic's house and you get lost and you make a wrong turn, go home. You're being told.
Something's your gut's telling you something, right?
This one isn't for you. And I've had it happen. And that's okay.
How many times do people not act on that intuition or that gut feeling, and instead they go ahead and do something, and they go, oh, I should have listened to myself.
Yep. Always trust your intuition.
Is that, like you said, when you do your psychic abilities, it comes to you. You don't overthink it.
No.
So
I don't overthink it. I get given what I call divine assignments, like, for example, the Portland thing or the girl that was missing in Iowa. I get a divine assignment. I can't have everybody's problems because I would be crazy. So what you do is you know that you're in a certain vibration, and whatever comes into your vibration is what you're supposed to work on. You don't have to go out looking for it. Because it will always come to you.
Well, but when it does come to you, how do you know it?
Because you feel it. How do you know? You feel, you get a hunch. I guess that's the best way to say it. You get a hunch, and you go, oh, I feel that. Let me sit with that for a minute. You have to take the time, and you have to give it your thoughts and your energy and your breath. And then you feel it, and then you go. And sometimes I'll say, well, thank you for sharing. Now, let me know when you're ready for what you want me to do about this. I'll be here. But thank you for sharing.
Some people sometimes think we might be in the beginning stages of a world war. What do you think?
I think that we've been in the beginning stages of a world war ever since we ended a war. And I think it's a shame that we have to think of the word war. Why can't we have discussions, and why can't we have compromise, and why can't we honor people as who they are? Why do we have to take over everything?
Well, that's the human way, I guess. It's the wrong way, but it's the human way.
It's not the human way, but it is the way of people that want power over others, and when they want power over others, they're certainly not spiritual beings. They're greedy people.
I mean, if you were advising psychically a world leader, what would you be telling them right now?
I would tell them to be very careful. I would tell them to work on their country and improve the education and the tolerance in their country so that they could eventually serve other countries.
And I would hope they would take your advice.
But education is the problem. We don't have tolerance. We don't allow for foreign languages, for foreign people, and we don't allow for differences. We hate them because we don't know them, and that's ridiculous.
Is this weather, this crazy weather that you predicted a year ago, going to continue?
Yes, it will continue. We're going into cloudy, colder weather, and we're going into longer winters. And then hot, hot, hot summers. There's a wonderful weather psychic. His name is Theodore. He's in Philadelphia. Theodore White. You can Google him. He has it. He's really, really good. And he writes about it all the time. He doesn't charge. So you might want to find out what he says. But he talks about global cooling, which is awfully hard to understand right now because it was 90 degrees in the North Pole.
It's crazy.
I know.
And what's up is down, and what's down is up, Elizabeth.
Well, we got thrown off of our cycle. I think a quarter of an inch, our axis got thrown off, which, of course, has...
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. And then the sun has been doing all this crazy sunspot stuff. And you know that's going to affect the planet. It's going to affect the entire universe.
That's true. All right, Elizabeth, stay with us. We'll come back and talk more and take some readings as well. What we'll need from you when you call in the chat with Tom, your name, just your first name, obviously, your city that you're calling from, and then your full birth date, like June 4, 1920 or whatever. We'll be back.